Evening, everyone. We're sitting out in the garden at the moment.
Hello.
Because it's cooled down a bit now, thank goodness. And the dogs have just started to play, so. And I mentioned a right racket about it as well.
What's your head?
Yeah, it sounded like someone's head on the wood then, didn't it?
Yeah. We have, lost our cat.
Chester at the moment is, well, this morning when Vanessa, Jessie's trainer, came to see us, she found Chester's collar on the front path. The elastic on it had gone, and it was lying there. Well, Chester was in the house at that time, but I didn't have another collar to replace it with. I sorted one out, but by the time I did, I don't know where the heck he is. So when they've no collars on and you can't see, they are very difficult to find. So we're hoping that we'll get hold of him at some point to put a new collar on him. But it's awful when you're not sure where they are because of that. It's a bit like that when Simba couldn't wear his collar when he had his stitches.
Oh, yeah.
It's horrible. Chester is microchipped, but I don't like him not having a collar on.
I think that's Elkie, you know.
She's making a right racket if it is. And I must apologise for my speech at the moment, because I have got a temporary crown on one of my wisdom teeth at the bottom, which is a great big huge rubber thing with a band around the bottom, and that combined with the fact that one of my front teeth, the one to the left of your centre teeth at the front, is missing. It was a what they call post crown, which is where it's just a little post. Stop eating stones!
Wait.
Hey!
Okay.
And sadly it came out, and they replaced it, and it came out again. And this time they were saying, well, let's decide what you want to do, because we could extract the root or if you don't want, you know, or we can do a bridge with one of the teeth nearby. Well, I was going to have it extracted, but my speech is so affected with S's and things. I hate it. So I think I'm going to have to get a bridge made. But I'll go on Friday about the other crown, and they're going to decide then what to do. So I think I'll be getting a bridge made. It's driving me mad. I feel like I've got a speech impediment. So I must apologise.
Where's Elkie getting the stones from?
There must be some left that are underneath John's fence, because the fence on the right-hand side has got a small gap with Wonderful. Some stones underneath, which they couldn't do a lot about because he's got buildings on the other side of them, so they couldn't do a great deal about it. So there's no way through, but there are a few little stones sitting underneath.
If my dog dies, because...
They're only little tiny pebble things, she won't.
Shut up.
So,
Some bloody dogs across the way, and the other night we went to out for our meal. We had to walk past the gate, and the bloody racket. I don't mind, but it was really, really hot, and there's some nasty dogs anyway.
You think, well, what are you leaving your dogs out in that heat for, you know?
So it's not, you know. Emily, hope you're not walking around to spend.
Oh, well. If she does, well...
No, she's not.
She doesn't usually.
God, I remember when we used to have to clean the before we got the pen.
No, it wasn't that. Andy...
Oh, yeah, we had the pen, sorry.
We had a problem with Andy, because Andy, sadly, was a lovely dog, but one of Andy's problems was spending on walks, number twos.
Yeah.
And I never got him out of it, but he got into a habit, and I tried to get him to use a pen, and it freaked him out, and he was 10 times worse when I was trying to get him to use a pen. So we agreed with guide dogs that it would be easier for him and less stressful for him to let him use the garden.
But so, of course,
cleaning a big garden like this is not easy.
But we couldn't teach Faith the pen.
Because Andy wasn't using it. So we couldn't do anything until Andy went. And then you could teach Ollie then. And then we taught Emily, of course, and now Elkie when she came. So they always use the pen now. But it was a bit of hassle when we couldn't use the pen. And it was a swine to clean the garden. Yeah. And yeah, I wouldn't want to get the garden dirty now, having had it all paved.
You listening, Emily?
And stuff. I mean, if she does the odd accident, it's not so bad, but I will not have her doing it regularly. She doesn't, though, to be fair. So, it's quite pleasant out here at the moment. There's still no breeze, though. But it's cooler out here than it is in the house because of the brickwork that's holding the heat. It's been about 28 degrees here today.
I came out early and it was...
I pressed we got a talking thermostat, and about 5 o'clock this afternoon, no, 4 o'clock, between 4 and 5 I pressed it. Bear in mind, though, it does give the reading near the building, because that's where the sensor is when you put it out the window. But it said that it was 28 point something degrees out here, and 27 in the house.
Oh. Right. I think I'm going to... I can't do it now. Hello, Elkie. I'm lying down.
No, it's reclining chairs.
There's the cocktail.
So, it's nice and peaceful at the moment. Apart from Elkie's bell, which you can hear.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's actually just coming up to 10 o'clock.
It's probably about...
At night.
It's probably over 20 degrees out here.
It's very warm still, even though the sun's gone down. Thank heaven we've got ceiling fans in the house. Although we've even had a big standing rotating fan, oscillating fan, going in the lounge today as well. It used to be my mum's, that.
Yeah.
I've had that some years. That came from QVC, that. Used to watch that years ago. There's a name from the past.
Ceiling fans are fab, especially at night time.
Yeah. Anyway, so I hope everyone's had a good day, and the weather's supposed to stay for a few more days yet. So, take care, everybody, and speak to you soon.